No vacancy signs, elicit a harsh response. India survives a deadly heat wave, and a missionary pioneer goes home to the Lord. These stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As Amnesty International shames world leaders, Christians are taking action to help refugees. Amnesty claims the world isn't doing enough to help its 50 million refugees. It's the worst humanitarian disaster since World War II. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer shares a different perspective.
What a wonderful time for the church and the body of Christ to minister to those who are displaced. The love of Christ motivates us and compels us, and we could not do anything else but to respond to these folks in need.
Why should you care about refugees?
Jesus said, I was a stranger and you took me in. And when he said, when we did it to one of the least of these, we did it unto him.
Put your faith into action with BGR at missionnews.org.
It's so biblical to address those needs. It is so strategic, too, because there may not be another time in history that we'll have access to people that we're having access to right now.
Next, India just came out of a heat wave that killed over 2,000 people. According to an international database of disasters, it's considered the fifth deadliest heat wave ever in the world. Even though monsoon season has already started, water is still an issue. Jimmy Myers of AMG International.
When you have a heat wave like this, you need much more water, and you don't have access to it, and you need clean water, and you don't have access to it, well, then the results can be absolutely devastating.
See, lakes and other water sources dried up, but AMG is working on a solution. They want to share the love of Jesus by building 10 more wells in India this year. Meyer says,
this would provide water for surrounding villages that are affected by the intense heat, and the lack of water and the lack of clean drinking water as well.
It could save thousands of lives and provide clean water for years to come. But first, AMG needs your help to accomplish their goal. Go to our website for the details. You're listening to Mission Network News. A missionary pioneer has gone through gates of splendor. 88-year-old Elizabeth Elliott, a prolific author, speaker, and radio host, died June 15th. The widow of martyred pilot Jim Elliott, her work is considered among the most influential in Christendom today. Her life centered around a question that she often asked fans seeking her guidance and wisdom. She'd say, "What does the Bible say? Do what the Bible says." The impact she had for the kingdom will never be forgotten. Mission Aviation Fellowship is 70 years old this month, and a lot of things have changed since 1945. Today, MAF operates a fleet of 132 airplanes in 31 countries, which enables the work of some 1,500 churches, mission organizations, medical groups, and relief agencies. But it takes a lot to keep the planes in the air. Plane maintenance is a key ministry expense, the second largest after fuel. MAF is trying to raise $388,000 by July 31st. Read more on why that's needed at our website. And sharing Christ can be hard, especially when your audience can't read. But Crossroad Bible Institute is using oral lessons to make sure that the mostly illiterate prisoners in Malaysia receive God's love. CBI's Jacob Bosker.
If one, two, or even more individuals are illiterate, it just creates a much better sense of community where a Christian brother or sister can come in and assist many of these illiterate or even very poorly educated students and just help them along this Christian faith.
To create this sense of community, CBI makes sure that the gospel is central.
We're here as a nonprofit to have so many individuals each learn and grasp these ideas about the Lord that we serve and the Lord that we love.
Bosker is asking specifically for prayer for CBI. Find ways to donate and volunteer through the link at our web story. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.